It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
The United States and China had their summit last week, and it didn't seem like it was going all that well for the ag sector, especially since China somewhat refused to buy any more soybeans, saying their needs were met. And they also pushed back on buying U.S. beef. But on Sunday, that changed. We'll talk about that after this break.
Spring planting is here, and it's time to make the final adjustments to your 2026 crop plans. That makes it even more important to have information on what's really going to help drive the markets and to help determine market potential. Will your MPCI coverage be enough to cover the value of the growing crop? Maybe consider hail insurance. Martinson Ag writes hail insurance with five different companies. Call Martinson Ag at 701-205-4200. The risk management specialist. Martinson Ag is an equal opportunity provider.
The China-U.S. summit didn't seem to go very well for agriculture. At least that was the first blush look at it once the summit ended on Friday. After hearing China basically say that they have their soybean needs met for the short term and that they weren't interested in buying U.S. beef because of the high cost, it seemed like ag was going to be kind of left out of this summit. Well, that all changed on Sunday night when the White House put out a fact sheet kind of outlining what China had talked about, or at least what their version of what happened within the summit. China has agreed to buy 25 million metric ton of soybeans for the next 3 years. And according to the fact sheet, they're looking at also purchasing another $17 billion worth of ag products for the next 3 years as well. Combine those two together and you have a whoppingly large export potential for the U.S. The 25 million metric ton of soybeans per year equates to about 918 million bushels, or equivalent to about $11 to $13.5 billion. So the $17 billion extra is quite a bit larger than just even the soybean deal. That would mean that they're looking at increasing their imports of wheat, of corn, of cotton, of sorghum, DDGs, and a bunch of other ag products, which if you look at it compared to the soybeans and you think of the price of wheat and corn being about half of soybeans, that would mean they'd have to import about 1.8 billion bushels worth of product. Not likely when you look at it for wheat or for corn, but when you bring other products involved into it, it certainly does expand the potential, especially if you start looking at equipment and other products. It certainly is bringing a little bit new light to what the potential is for the ag trade with China going forward for the next 3 years. And it certainly will help kind of keep a little bit of a floor underneath this market. It will be interesting once the specifics are released, because at this point, all we know is the big picture items, the 25 million metric ton of soybeans per year and the $17 billion per year. Once we get a little bit closer to see what the specifics are, it certainly will help the markets trade.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.